What is it that attracts us about jazz? There's something hidden in the process of jazz that speaks directly to the way you live your life, and more specifically, to the way that you function in the business world. What do jazz musicians do? Jazz musicians are improvisers. They're experts at collaboratively embracing and working with change. They're comfortable with the discomfort of uncertainty. What does improvisation mean? Improvisation means working together, not always knowing what will happen next, but knowing that it will fit because it's going to grow directly out of what already exists. Improvisation takes us where we need to go, and good improvisation will deliver pleasure and satisfaction in the process. To improvise well requires individual skills, but one person improvising alone, compelling as it might be, isn't relevant to business. Business is all about the interaction of people within and between organizations. To sustain collaborative improvisation, you need creative organizations that understand how to balance the need for structure with the need for flexibility. Jazz ensembles are improvisational organizations that blend individual intention and behavior with group intention and behavior to consistently surface highly creative ideas. But what exactly is jazz? Jazz is a new idea process. It's a process that allows you as individuals and as organizations to simultaneously discover, interpret, and integrate new ideas in real time. The behaviors of April, autonomy, passion, risk, intuition, and listening, will give you and your company the skills you need to become the improvisers of the business world. In this overview, we'll touch upon the basics of these behaviors, but these interactive skills take time to develop. And it's through the exploration and application of these behaviors that you will refine your improvisational abilities. Jazz happens in an environment where leadership is always changing. In the improvising organization, roles and responsibilities are defined and redefined by the moment. Autonomy means individual accountability for the constant rotation between the role of leadership and the role of support. It means understanding the value of your own work within the larger context of the group process or the product concept. Autonomy's reward is the empowerment and the satisfaction of synergy that happens when the individual and the organization come together in a creative, productive, and harmonious manner. In this piece, each individual plays a very specific role. But the value of that individual role, that individual sound, finds its deeper meaning as it interacts with each of the other instruments. Pick one voice to listen to. Notice how the nature of that voice changes as you listen to it in relationship to each of the other voices. Passion drives emotional commitment. People are passionate when they feel a sense of authenticity about their work, their relationships, and their environment. Passion is critical in jazz and in business because it keeps us focused and engaged during difficult times. Passion is the key to retention. Passion is fire, and like fire, passion has to be appropriately managed by the individual and the organization. Undirected passion becomes destructive. Passion is extinguished through boredom, disappointment, and inauthentic behavior. Reigniting passion happens through cross-fertilization, rotating roles of leadership and support, and most importantly, through experimentation. Listen to the directed passion, the deliberation, and the authenticity of the sound of each musician in this next piece. We cannot achieve new ground without risk. But as you can hear from the music, that risk is never taken in a way that destroys the minimal boundaries that have been set. In our workshop environment, we refine risk-taking behavior by helping people define their boundaries so they can be comfortable with stretching those boundaries. All progress comes from risk-taking. But unbridled risk generates fear and blocks progress. Managing risk means defining risk. It means understanding the limitations of capability, capacity, and resources. The goal is to broaden the zone of improvisational freedom. And for the individual, that might mean honest self-negotiation. For the organization, that means setting rules and guidelines. But in either case, the goal is to define a zone where people know it's safe to fail, where they have permission to take the risk of improvisation. Listen in this next piece as we work together within the flexible guidelines of the tune, minimal structures that coordinate us in time and intent, but in no way dictate what our creative choices need to be or when we need to make them. Intuition is not an arbitrary or mystical engagement of thoughts and feelings. It's the culmination of everything that we've ever seen, heard, felt, and experienced. Intuition is enhanced every time we experience something new. It requires courage to engage intuition. But the more we use our intuition to negotiate unfamiliar experience and unexpected change, the deeper our understanding becomes. In this next piece, intuition plays a very important role in the way that we support one another, collectively engaging the emergence of something completely new to all of us.
Yeah.
Our intuitive interaction in that piece was critical to its unfolding in real time. None of us knew what was about to happen, and yet we all had the intuitive skills to deal with the emergence of a new experience. Intuition was our guide, and that new experience, in turn, broadened our intuitive capabilities. The jazz impact process focuses on development of trust based upon building a comfort level with intuition. Now, to the last of the behaviors of April, listening. The one skill without which any form of constructive human commerce is just not possible. The ability to lead and listen simultaneously in real time is the basis for the entire new idea process. In jazz and in business, the role of support is the real enabler of leadership. Great leadership is informed and directed through listening to the support of those being led. To lead and listen simultaneously requires empathic listening, recognizing and suspending your own assumptions and expectations so that you can identify and integrate the new ideas of others and yourself. Empathic listening as a cultural value builds an umbrella of trust that will promote a genuine exchange of ideas, skills, and values. Listen as we lead and support one another in this next tune. And as you listen, notice that it's very often the sound of the supporting role that generates the seed of the soloist's idea. You can hear from the music of jazz that empathic listening as a cultural value engenders trust in the true integration of diverse skills, ideas, and values. The behaviors of April, autonomy, passion, risk, intuition, and listening, reflect dynamics at work in any improvising organization. Any organization that has to learn to be comfortable with the discomfort of uncertainty. April is designed to help understand these dynamics in a way that will blend individual intention and behavior with group intention and behavior. Jazz Impact workshops are specifically designed to refine the behaviors of April: autonomy, passion, risk, intuition, and listening, to create improvisers that can effectively discover, interpret, and integrate simultaneously in real time.
Pluck it, pluck it.
Thank you.
Wow.